Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of December 13th through the 20th. And I called this show The Cosmic Dance because in our week ahead, with our classical aspects, we have the planets actually, in my mind, dancing together because everything is in flow. Everything is making either harmonic alignments or opportunity alignments. So to me, I can envision the cosmic dance sweeping across the heavens and through our lives and everything going really well, right? Well, here's the deal. Everything is going to go easier. So that can be for good or for, you know, evil. Let's hope everybody is doing good out there because everything is going to now start to flow into place, so depending on what it is you've been going after. And so when we look at how this planetary energy is working, we have Venus dancing with Saturn. And so the door is open here between these two. Venus really being about either the love in our life or what we're doing with women or beauty or our income interests. And in lockstep with Saturn, this means we can now see some commitments starting to take place, or if we have certain ambitions, they can start to take off. There can be, you know, any kind of serious cementing of things. Even an ending can be a better ending during this time frame. And with Venus in Scorpio here, this is very powerful stuff. So we're really going deeper. We're uncovering things, or we're getting closer to someone, or we're, you know, maybe focusing on Scorpio topics in the mix. So this can be the sexual intimacy or reproductive needs, or it can be about the bigger financial topics also involved, the loans and insurance and taxes and things like that. It can also be transformational, can be about big changes or purging of things or evolving of situations. So really kind of heavy-duty, intense stuff with Venus, but in a good way where we can then cement something, solidify something with Saturn. You know, and Saturn's in its own sign. It's really about its own, you know, making and setting goals. It's about our career and furthering that. It's about people that are in higher up places that we're working with or that are involved somehow in the story. You know, so this is a good thing, right? And so Venus and Saturn are doing this over the weekend. This is taking place between Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th, and very well may feel as if it's somewhat of an umbrella into the first part of the week as well. Secondly, we have Mars and Pluto in a dance. Now, this one's a little bit more intense, you know, because these two can be very destructive. But Mars is really about taking action on something. So where we've been considering doing something about whatever's going on. And Mars is in Pisces, so that we're doing this behind the scenes or in secret or through research or investigations, digging deeper into something, or we're doing it through one of the things that Pisces rules, so we can be taking action through, you know, what we're doing artistically, what we're doing spiritually, what we're doing romantically, karmically. It can be on the more challenging side what we're doing about addictions or deceptions. It can also be what we're doing about institutions like hospitals or spas or retreats, any research that we're kind of digging into. So there's a lot possible to be going on behind the scenes in this week ahead through Mars placement, and then it's connecting to Pluto, which is that powerhouse of let's, you know, purge, evolve, make changes, go deeper, really focused on the goals we have here, focused on career momentum or authority figures in the mix, and then Pluto themes, you know, again, kind of taking us back where Saturn was setting, where Venus was sitting, where we have, it could be a focus on sexuality, could be a focus on financial systems or needs, could be a focus on power, control, death, birth, rebirth, you know, transformative kind of situations. divorce possibly. So a lot going on. Now, these two are working together, and this is very, like I said, very intense. We can move mountains with this stuff, and it can be really hot and heavy or really, really intense. And this one is really at its peak between Sunday and Monday, the 16th and 17th. So you can really see that between Saturday and Monday, this is just like whopper energy, but it's energy that is working for us. So whatever we've been working towards with this stuff, now we're seeing things happen. Definitely expect on the world stage, as with the other passages like this, that there will be some kind of major event between Sunday and Monday. And so there you have that. Now, the third and final dance, where things are really working together, is we have the Sun and Uranus in a harmonic together this week. And so we're kind of building this into place. And it peaks by Thursday the 20th. And so in this instance, this kind of tilts us in another direction a little bit. This puts us showing up and getting more personally or physically involved, making it about our own personal needs or our ego or what's going on with our name or title or brand or image. You know, so our involvement with Sagittarian themes, so this can be about a legal matter. It can be about travel plans or what's going on with people at a distance that you're involved in. It can be about foreign interests that you're involved in. It can be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything with education. It can be about ceremonies. It can be about religion or politics. And with Uranus, it is saying there's some real excitement here, or something innovative and new and fresh, or there's something, you know, kind of surprising or last minute changing. It could be shocker, but it's in harmony. So if it's a shocker, it's meant to do good here in some way. But yeah, so this is about helping us really be in the moment. So maybe you're hopping the plane, or somebody hops the plane and visits you, or maybe, you know, you get that chance to be in the media spotlight for something. So you're out, you're the man on the street and they interview you. I don't know. So this is definitely where things are flowing really well with this. And again, peaking by Thursday the 20th. So those are the planets. I mean, literally, those are the major things going on in the week ahead. And they're all working together for a change. So, yay. So when we start to look at it, four sign. Aries, I definitely think, you know, Saturday through Monday, especially when it comes to like the Scorpio themes, you know, you have the potential to really make some big changes, to go deeper with somebody, to focus on sexual intimacy or shared experience or the big financial thing that's going on in your life and do something about forwarding that. You want to look at where you are with your personal goals, where you are with your career, where you are with status or people that are in authority positions. You also want to look at your Venus themes, which are lovers or income scenarios, beauty or women. Look at Mars taking action, expressing passion, or doing something about anger issues. And again, in all of these situations, the doors open. Of course, when it comes to, you know, the Mars-Pluto thing, everybody wants to be cautious if you're around somebody who's a hothead. But this could help you guys work through issues if you're talking through it and dealing with something that's happened. But definitely can help you guys move things forward in these intimate areas. And then also for Aries, you guys, there can be stuff going on behind the scenes in any of this that could really move things to the next step. So there could be, you know, the potential for a romantic getaway or a romantic tryst. There could be something going on artistic that you're involved in over this three-day weekend into Monday. There could be something, you know, with your spiritual practices, with your research or investigations, or with institutions like hospitals or spas or retreats and things like that. So all of this in flow. And then as you get into the thick of the week, with the Sun moving into this dance with Uranus, this really puts Aries in a good position to show up and tackle something legal, travel, foreign, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding or other ceremonial, religious or political. So you really want to think of those higher expansive arenas, even philosophy, adventure, you know. And really, Uranus is in your side, so really it's about, you know, reinventing yourself or doing something exciting for yourself or something spontaneous and last minute, or something that is freeing for you or liberating for you in some way. So, yeah, so there you go for Aries. For Taurus, you know, you guys have a lot really kind of focused between Saturday and Monday. Again, all energy working in harmony or through opportunity, door open kind of alignments. And so this can definitely be a good thing as far as what's going on one-on-one with certain people in your life. It can be a romantic partner, a business partner. It can be your clients. It can be specialists, agents, attorneys, any kind of representatives, any kind of advocates, even dealing with competitors. And focus there on the Venus theme. So whether that's about love or income that you're going after here, or something beauty oriented, or with women, you know, you've got this thing working for you and linked into the goals you have, or career and status, or authority figures, and what's happening with educational pursuits, or media marketing ventures, or travel, or legal needs, or ceremonies, or religion, or politics. And as you're in the thick of that between Saturday and Monday, there can also be some activity going on involving like a gathering, a party, an event, or something with friends or online, or, you know, maybe a charity. It can also involve astrology, yay, you know, right? and so something where you're really getting in there, some passion can spark there, or you can just be doing more there, moving, evolving things along through whatever this combined story is. And I would also say for Taurus, it could help you guys further personal aspirations in the whole overall story there. Or it could help you guys do something about an original project, an invention, something like that, something innovative that's in that story. Okay, and then as you get into the thick of the week, as you're building towards Thursday, we're seeing this dance come together between the Sun and Uranus. Now for Taurus, this looks like you guys are showing up and getting in the middle of something here that is sexual and intimate, or is about your reproductive needs, or has to do with a divorce, or it can be you showing up to deal with somebody's death or birth, or something going on in the big financial picture. So, you know, going to the loan officer or sitting down with the tax accountant or the insurance adjuster, or, you know, whatever the big financial thing is that you might be dealing with. And this is working with anything that's kind of spontaneous or exciting or new or different or fresh that's happening behind the scenes, behind closed doors, through your development and research, through romantic getaways, if this is on the sexy side of things, or trysts, through what's going on with institutions, through what's going on with artistic things, you know, so if you're going to the concert or the film or whatever, or what's aligned with your spiritual involvement in, you know, meditation, yoga, prayer, whatever it is you're doing spiritually. So lots of good stuff there. All right, so for Gemini, as with all signs, I mean, we're really gearing up between Saturday and Monday, the 15th through the 17th. For you guys, okay, first of all, it looks like there's some kind of evolving thing, potential here to evolve something that either has to do with your work or your health. Now, this has offshoots, so, you know, it could be, let's say, you know, you're focusing on Venus here, so it could be focusing on the income, you know, for work, or it could be a woman who's benefiting you with your health, or a woman's health that you're focused on. It could be that there's a love interest here playing out at work or on the health front, so maybe that's a coworker or someone that you've hired to help or something, you know, or a loved one who's dealing with a health issue kind of thing. It can be beauty related, so maybe you're having a procedure, a beauty procedure done, that kind of thing. So we're looking at Venus working through this, and she's working there to help things flow, right? And she is aligned with Saturn over this weekend into, you know, Saturday through Monday. And so here we're looking at the potential to kind of solidify something or, you know, make a commitment or tackle something serious here in a positive way that is on the financial, the bigger financial side of that. So not so much even the income, but, you know, again, like the insurance or the investments or the commissions or, you know, something like that. or focused on that reproductive need in the situation, or the sexual interest, or the divorce, or the death, or the birth, or third party. So we have this working to bring something together. We have Mars really amping up the potential to go after a goal, or really be passionate about the career and moving something forward with that, or dealing with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, some leader in some place. And, you know, so Mars is really setting that in motion. And then with Pluto on this deeper side, you know, again, helping evolve things, transform things, deconstruct and rebirth things in line with the story that we just talked about. So definitely a very powerful 3 days. And then as we move into this week ahead, with the sun starting to work or dance with Uranus, this peaks by Thursday the 20th. And for Gemini, this puts you guys showing up, getting more personally involved, more physically involved, or making it about you in some way, one-on-one with somebody. So this can be about a partner. It can be about a client or a lot of clients. It can be about your specialist. It can be about your agents or attorneys. It can be about your competitors or opponents. It can be about your advocates, you know, so think one-on-one scenarios. And Uranus here is really starting to bring something together with your aspirations in this situation, or with original projects in this situation, or with something social. So it can be playing out online, with a group, with a gathering, with friends, with associates, you know, charities, anything that's putting you in that social spin is in flow here through this week ahead. All right, for Cancer, this might be the shortest show ever, but it's good stuff, right? Yay. If nobody uses this easy energy to do something bad, then we're all set. For Cancer, so for Cancer, you guys have a real powerful and deep focus on one of four areas. This is a very important week for concentration on your lover, your love interest in life, or on your children, or on a creative project, or something recreational. And so in this story, you know, you have this door open between Saturday and Monday, the 15th through 17th, where we see something that can come through love in one of those areas, or through income flow, or tied to women or beauty interests. And this is linking in a really powerful way to relationship. So if you need to see the specialist about the kids, or if you need to make a commitment to be, you know, romantic partners in your love relationship, or if there's a business partner or clients that you want to further things with, or an agent or attorney or specialist when it comes to your creative endeavors, or, you know, booking that recreational situation, right? All of this is really kind of in, let's solidify something, let's, you know, get ambitious here, or even if it's an ending, let's make a positive ending here. There's something finite in the mix, going deeper, connecting in this, moving this forward. And mixed in with this, we have Mars dancing with Pluto. So Mars is, let's start with Pluto. Pluto is helping make it even more deep, transformative. If there's an intimate side or a bigger financial side to the story, that would be bringing that in, some evolving the situation, working through the third parties and things like that. But Mars is really starting to add some action to this story through travel, or what's going on with a situation at a distance, or what's going on with the educational matter, the legal side of things, the media marketing. I'm sorry, I started like watching my cat, and my mind just went like, duh, cat. Like, okay, get back to astrology, sorry. Anything ceremonial, anything religious or political in the mix, you know, Mars is really getting activity flowing there. You can, like I said, you can be passionate, make things move and evolve and change through that. And then as you get into the bulk of your week for Cancer, you know, we're going to start to move to this dance between the sun and Uranus. And so here this is asking Cancer to really show up and get more involved in something, make it about them, or or take the lead in some way when it comes to a work or a health scenario. So you can be pursuing a new job or really standing out and making an impression on the job that you are doing. Maybe you're really getting involved in something with a coworker or with hired help, or you're tackling the paperwork on something. Or health-wise, you can really start to get something in gear and start to feel like you're doing something good for your body, you know. And then this area also can be about animals, so you could have something going on where you're showing up. Maybe you're doing something more for your pets or the zoo, the farm animals, I don't know. But this is aligned in a really favorable way for some excitement, some innovation, you know, setting some goals here, or again, standing out, garnering some kind of recognition here, or something on the career front, or something with authority figures, you know, bosses can be involved, parents, judges, mentors, directors, teachers, you name it, baby. They're higher up. They could be in this picture. And it could be a surprise, you know, or something exciting and or innovative, like I said, taking off here. So that really peaks by Thursday the 20th. All right, for Leo. Leo, okay, first of all, you have this potential here for something to really kind of get in the groove for you guys at home or with a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or something going on with your family, your parents, your roommates, that kind of thing. So we're focused here on Venus, which would mean there can be love flowering there, or there can be potential to make money in this situation, or we can be really focused on a woman or women here or beauty themes in the mix. And this is working. This is in an open door alignment with some real powerful transformation, going deeper or getting into the financial or intimate side through the work that you're doing here. So again, like this could be working from home or working in real estate deal or a family business and kind of digging deeper into the financial side of what's going on there. It could be making some kind of big change here. Maybe you're renovating and creating an office in the home kind of thing, space for this, or it could be focused on health or animals here, so there could be some kind of real commitment that you're making or ambition that you have about something healthy that you're striving for. You could be dealing with these authority types over what's happening here. It can be, you know, paperwork that you're finally getting signed or, you know, written up and ready to be signed as it pertains to, you know, the parent, the family, the roommate, the real estate deal, the move, et cetera. Organizing, cleaning. I know it's not real sexy, but there's like great potential for it over this. Maybe you want to hire help to help with that stuff, right? And with Mars in this story between Saturday and Monday, you have also tied into all of this kind of activity, drive to make something happen in the financial side of this story or the sexual side of this story or with reproductive needs, a divorce that you're going through. If there's a death or a birth that you're dealing with, I can help move what you're, you know, all the minutiae ahead about what you're trying to wrap up with this stuff or move to the next level. So there can be a lot of activity playing out in any of those areas where things are really working in flow with each other. And then as we get into the meat of the week, for Leo, we have solar energy really highlighting lovers and true love and falling in love and love, 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 and also anything creative that you're involved in, whether that's like, you know, learning or just doing your little creative projects, or it's some kind of big creative thing you're involved with, like a stage show or something, you know. It can be anything with children that you're involved with, and can also be anything recreational. So this is really urging the Leos, show up, get more personally or physically involved. You're going to stand out. You're going to get some recognition here, or you can make it about you and your needs really starting to build and then peak on Thursday the 20th, and it's linked with this exciting element from Uranus where we can have the surprise or the last minute spontaneous moment kind of thing, or just something really exciting going on tied to a trip or someone at a distance or tied to the media marketing, publishing, broadcasting side of things or educational pursuits or legal situation or a wedding or other ceremony or the religious or political side of something. So we see this coming together in some kind of exciting way. All right, so for Virgo. Virgo, okay, first of all, between Saturday and Monday, all this dancing in the heavens – all this thing, you know, stuff that is really starting to flow together and work. For Virgo, this can be a lot coming together through talks or meetings or agreements or offers or sales or writing or interviews. You know, think communication, think information. It can also be something opening up locally or with a short trip and an opportunity there. It can also be something opening up with brothers or sisters or neighbors or with vehicles or electronics. So you really want to, you know, think about what's going on with you right now and figure out what would work here, you know, best for you that you could jump into. And you're jumping into it for Venus. So for love or for women or a woman or for income opportunities or beauty interests. And it's linking to something very powerful, transformational, but also solid. And it could be something long-term, something where you're making a commitment, something where you have a better ending or closure, something where you are structuring something, you know, that is tied into this love interest or tied into what's going on creatively in this story or with children or with recreational pursuits. And overlaying all of that, then we have Mars diving in, and Mars is getting a lot going on here with the partner or the clients or the specialist or the agent or attorney or competitor or opponent or advocate, relationship oriented. So Mars is saying, all right, man, doors open, let's do this, you know, let's exit the passion or work on the anger issues or really motivate and make this thing move. And so we have a lot of busy stuff happening with them as well. So Saturday through Monday, this is really gearing up. And then as we get into the thick of the week, we see the sun starting to come together with Uranus. And for Virgo, this really is about you guys starting to show up and get more personally involved, more physically involved, or making something more about you and your needs. And it's focused on your home or somebody else's home or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or what's going on with parents or roommates or family in some way. And the wild card here, the excitement here, is that there's something very powerful tied to this. It could be financially, have a good financial potential to it, or you're actually finally getting to tackle the financial issue in this situation. Or there can be that sexual attraction or reproductive situation that's unfolding through this. There can be third party situations. So you're working with two different scenarios here, and it's all coming together. It can be that there is something that's helping you move something forward through a death or a birth or a divorce. And so, you know, whatever that speaks of to you guys, we see this peaking by Thursday the 20th. All right, for Libra. Libra, there is a whole lot working here for you guys. Okay, really gearing up Saturday through Monday, the 15th through the 17th, focused on personal income opportunities or what are purchases that you're going after or what you're doing with your possessions or your product. And here, you know, we have Venus helping you, so this can just kind of amplify the income potential in any of the situations. So maybe the purchase is going to benefit income or the product is going to make money, you know, kind of thing. Or this can also bring, you know, love or lovers into the situation. It can make women part of the story. It can make a beauty interest part of the story. And then we have this solidifying with this really powerful side where things can be evolving. You can be purging things at home or with family or evolving a family or home situation. You can be moving or renovating or dealing with roommates or parents as well. We can be, you know, making some long-term commitments or ending a situation under a better note. We can be structuring things to support us, really setting things in motion to go deeper here. There can be an intimate or a shared financial reality playing out where things are opening up for you in this scenario, or perhaps divorce is motivating what's happening here. And then Mars is really kicking things into gear to add to the story where we can see something happening through the work or the health interests or with animals in the story or with the paperwork that you're trying to move along or something with hired help or coworkers. So this is all tied together in something that's really working for you between Saturday and Monday. Then as we get into the thick of the week for Libra, you know, it's saying show up, get involved, make it about you and your interests or furthering, you know, something that you're really passionate about here by getting into talks or meetings or interviews or auditions or agreements or sales or writing. It could also be about you guys getting out there locally and doing something or taking a short trip somewhere. It could also have a physical side for Libra where you guys are getting more involved with your vehicles or your electronics and what you're doing about that, or with a brother, a sister, a neighbor. And making decisions, you know, that are based on you and your needs. Now, this is working for you guys in some kind of exciting way here or innovative way here with a partner or a client or a specialist or an agent or an attorney or even in how you're dealing with a competitor. And this is peaking by Thursday, the 20th, so you definitely want to connect and be in communication with these people because there's some exciting stuff going on here. All right, for Scorpio. Scorpio, okay, we have a lot. You know, part of this is really going on in your sign. Part of this is with the ruler of your sign. So Scorpio, it's one heck of a really powerful, hopefully amazing week for the Scorpios. You know, first and foremost, you guys want to focus on what is it you want, you know, figure it out and think about Venus. Do you want love? Do you want to make money? Is it about women in your life? Is it about beauty? Is it all of the above and you're just going to go grab all of it? That's fine. But really get busy with it. This especially between Saturday and Monday, the 15th through the 17th, focusing on your body, focusing on your image, your brand, your name, your title, your personal needs. What is it you want in that story? And then linking this to powerful, powerful conversations. There can be an offer or a proposal. There can be writing. There can be interviews. There can be talks and meetings. There can be sales and agreements. You know, anything, any information flow here, really powerful. You can set something in play long term. You can make a commitment. You can find a good ending if you need to. You can structure things to support you. You can go deeper. There can be more intimate sexual communications or decisions. There can be bigger financial decisions. There can be something about divorce or death or birth or third parties that you're deciding about. And as Mars dives into this as a co-ruler, I mean, it's all about everything Scorpio with you guys. This brings in some kind of passion or activity going on, or even dealing with anger issues and finding some kind of solution with the lover, with the children, with the creative projects, or with the recreation. So moving things along powerfully with these associations. And then as the week builds, you guys are going to have this link where the sun is urging you guys to show up and get involved and make it more about you and your interests or what you're pushing forward when it comes to personal income or possessions or purchases or products. And this links very excitingly to something with your work or with your health or with the animals or coworkers or hired help or paperwork. So there can be some surprise there or something innovative there that you're bringing into the mix that's coming together, and this peaks by Thursday the 20th. For Sagittarius, we have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here that is really dancing together, working together between Saturday and Monday, the 15th and 17th. So Sag, you guys could be getting into art, film, music, painting, poetry, museums, theaters, concerts. You guys could be getting into prayer circles, meditation, yoga, magical interests, psychic pursuits. You guys could be getting into hospitals, spas, retreats. You could be getting into investigations or research, or there could be a romantic getaway or a romantic tryst going on. You could also be tackling addictions or dealing with deceptions, and all of this is in flow with Venus. So you can focus this on a woman, you can focus this on women, you can focus this on lovers, you can focus this on making money or your beauty interest. Maybe there's a spa retreat you're going to for a beauty, you know, kind of thing. So all of this is in flow with getting serious and going deeper in areas of value, of areas about making personal income or your purchases that you're making, the possessions, the products involved. You know, so this can help purge, this can help transform, this can help empower. And Mars is really adding to the story by bringing a lot of action or passion or even dealing with anger issues, but motivating and moving things forward at home, about your home, with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or with family, parents, roommates, and tied into that story somehow. And then as the week really starts to open up, we have the sun in your sign, Sag. So showing up for yourself this week. Now you can promote your image or your brand. You can show up for something that you have a personal interest in. Physically, just be there, you know. You can make it about your title, your name. You can make it about, you know, something that just it just drives you in some way. And this is linking to something exciting with a lover or with kids, or with creative projects, or with recreation. And so innovative ideas, original things, or last-minute invitations, or something surprising you didn't expect, you know, well, maybe you'll kind of expect it now, but you didn't see coming, you know, and this is really harmonic and working for you and peaking by Thursday the 20th. All right, Capricorn. Capricorn, we have like all of this energy flowing, couple areas here. Now, this can really be between Saturday and Monday, the 15th through the 17th. A lot of good stuff here in pursuing your own aspirations. So really, what is it you want to achieve, you know? Or it can be about an original project that you're striving to do something with. Or it can be social. So going out with the friends, talking with the friends on the phone, going to parties, events, gatherings, doing things online, doing things with groups, doing things with astrology or charities, any causes, you know, so we see a lot of energy going on here in the social field. And for Capricorn, you can see love flower there, or you can see income opportunities there. You can see women being the focus and something good happening, or something beauty oriented with you and your friends or online, right? And it links in this really super powerful way to you guys, because Saturn's in your sign, Pluto's in your sign. These planets are working with you to align this in some way. So really something long-term, solid coming into view for you through something you do here, or something that is stabilizing or helps structure something around you or gives you a better ending or helps you make that commitment or be responsible or ambitious in the mix and helps you purge or go deeper or transform something personal or physical. Also could bring into play something in the sexual or financial realm for you through the Pluto energy. And then we see Mars very active here, tied to the story. So a lot going on in these short trips or local activities tied to this, or through a very passionate meeting that you have with somebody, or a talk or an offer, a proposal, an agreement, a sale, the writing, the interview. You know, and also I should say for Capricorn, some of you guys might, this story might tie in with a brother, sister, or neighbor, and some of you guys might have it tie in with things going on with your vehicles or electronics there. But just a lot of potential, really focused on the caps here. And then as we get into the week ahead, the sun is really starting to put a spotlight on Capricorn, saying, okay, show up for the romantic tryst or the artistic interest or the spiritual practice or the hospital, spa, retreat, or other institution, or show up and pursue your interest when it comes to research and development or investigations, digging into information or tackling addictions or bad habits. Definitely can make some headway, and there can be some excitement tied to this, some kind of last-minute change or surprise or innovative thing happening involving real estate deals or moves or renovations or your home or your family or parents or roommates. So this peaks by Thursday the 20th. All right, for Aquarius, we have a lot going on either with a personal goal in this week ahead or with your career or status or reputation or fame. You know, think at the very apex of your chart here, or something with an authority figure, with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, somebody like that. And so this is really in place Saturday through Monday, the 15th through the 17th. And whether it's a goal, the career, the authority figure, you can be focused on love there. You can be focused on personal income, women, or beauty interests. And this is helping you guys cement something or get serious about something or ambitious about something and move it forward through artistic endeavors or interests, or through romantic getaways or trysts, or through spiritual practices or magic or psychic interests, or through hospitals or spas or retreats, or through research or investigations. And so, you know, really getting something solid and or going deeper and purging and transforming something in those areas. Tied to all of this, we see Mars very passionate and active and doing something about making money or purchasing something or doing something with your possessions or products that's in flow with all of this. So a lot going on there. And then as we get into the thick of the week, The sun is urging the Aquarians to start to get social, and so show up, do things with friends, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, charities, gatherings, or pursue your aspirations or original projects. Put yourself there in the mix. And this is aligning to the excitement, the last-minute changes or invitations or, innovations that are happening through the talks and meetings here or the sales and agreements or the writing or interviews or short trips or local activities or offers or decisions that are happening in the mix. So there you have it. That peaks by Thursday the 20th. Pisces, a lot going on in the expansive part of your chart in this week ahead. Now, definitely between Saturday and Monday, Saturday the 15th through Monday the 17th. And so this really says that you can get the ball rolling through travel or dealing with people at a distance or foreign interests or something going on with legal needs or educational pursuits or media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests or with weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. So think any of these expansive areas, you want to focus on Venus there. It can be about your lover. It can be about your income possibilities. It can be about a woman or women that's part of this story or beauty interest there. And it's linking very solidly some kind of opportunity here to pursue your aspirations or to pursue original projects here or to involve friends or groups or gatherings, parties, events, or the internet or astrology or charities, something social. So you can get some kind of long-term commitment, you can get a better ending, you can structure things to support, you can get ambitious, you can deal with authorities there, you can go deeper, you can purge something, you can evolve a situation, you can focus on the sexual or financial side of something happening here. And in all of this, we have Mars part of the story in your sign, Pisces, so really, lighting a fire within the Pisces to get more passionate or express those passions or deal with any personal anger issues and really evolve that situation or get motivated and just physically take action towards what you're doing in this story and things really starting to move into place here for you. And then as you get into the thicker part of the week, we see the sun really putting a spotlight on Pisces, either up on the career midheaven so you could get some recognition or fame or attention or your reputation or status could be out there, or you could just be showing up and really pursuing your career in a more driven manner. It could also be about a personal goal you're striving for in this week ahead or something that's involving an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher. And so for Pisces, show up, get involved, go for this stuff. It links in some kind of exciting way or something innovative or something, that you weren't expecting tied to your personal income or a purchase or your products or your possessions kind of coming together. This peaks by Thursday the 20th. So that's it, guys. Zoe Moon. You guys can find me over on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. The planets are dancing this week. May it be a waltz. May it be a lovely, lovely dance and not some kind of crazy dance. And I hope it's a great one for you guys. I will talk to you next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.